bathroom?
No, it's not for the bathroom.
Okay, we begin the 11th chapter. I'm sorry, the 12th chapter. We did the 11th so quickly yesterday. We go right into the 12th chapter. Halach Aleph, we're going to learn all about the menachas now. The different mincha offerings. And too bad we don't have a copy of the book for everybody here. Really, the charts are really, really amazing.
Where do you get them?
Someone could sponsor it for everybody.
How much is it?
I don't remember. I just bought it. I needed it, so I bought it.
Where?
Anyway, Miriam's.
Paid call out.
But you have to come tomorrow night.
Oh boy. Oh, that hurt.
Okay. All right. Hamenachos, the menachos offering, the meal offerings, hey min ha-karbanos. They are a type of offerings that are brought. Meaning to say, although we have crossed our paths with many minchas before, but those were in the capacity of nesochim. They were libations that accompanied korbanos. That was the first introduction Rambam has given us to that many chapters ago. You'll see there are 13 different types of menachos. The Rambam's only going to discuss 12 in this chapter, because we've already been taught about the minchas that are the nesachim for an individual or a tzibur. So that was already, that wasn't its own korban, as it were. It's a libation, but not a, really a korban. But now we have menachos that are actual korbanos, as it were. V'ha-menachos habos bifnei atzmo. These are menachos that come on their own right, not as just a supplemental thing to a previous korban.
These are the poor people, though. That couldn't afford anything else.
Bos mishum nesachim. They're not coming as a libation. So to that, there are 12, you will see 12 different types of minachos. Mehen, some of them are minchas tzibur. They are congregational minachos, which we will see there are 3 of them. Umehen minchas yochid. And there are many that are individual ones that you'll have 9 of them. Okay? That's the first point. So they are menachos that are like korbanos. They're brought and they're burnt on the mizbeach. 3 of them are for the tzibur and 9 are yechidim. Beis, v'chol ha-menachos, sol eschitim. All minchas are flour that is very well sifted of wheat flour, chitim. Chutz, with the 2 exceptions of the minchas sota, the woman who's suspected of adultery, she acted like a behema, so the meal offering is made out of barley. The Omer HaTenufa and the barley offering that's brought on the second day of Pesach, to which the Jews, as they left Egypt, were like animals, and were not yet humans, as it were, till we get to Torah Sinai. These are the 2 exceptions, Shehemi Nesarim, they are from barley. Every mincha is very finely sifted wheat flour, with the exception of the sota, who hers is barley and not sifted finely at all. And while the second day of Pesach is barley, but it is sifted properly. Thus, so some differences. Now we're going to go into the communal offerings. Halacha Gimel. Shalosh menachos letzibur. There are 3 congregational minchas. All right? Now, the one we already mentioned one, and that is the Omer HaTenufa, the Omer offering that is lifted. V'hu karev l'mizbeach. It is brought and burnt on the mizbeach, a komets of that. K'mosh v'zbar, as will be fully explained in the laws of Tmidim u'musafim, that will be discussed. And also, we have ushtei halechem, and the 2 breads, shemivim biyom atzeres, which are brought on shvuas, ve'elu nikra mincha. They are called a mincha, even though ve'enam kravim legabe mizbeach. They're not brought on the mizbeach. Okay?
And they're chametz.
Ve'en chametz, and they are chametz. Valeim Nemer on these two breads, they're called Korban Reishis, the first Korban, Takriva Sam Lashem, Vela Mizbeach, Lo Yalu, and don't bring them on the Mizbeach. That's the two breads. That was for Shavuos. Vamincha Shlishi, and what's the third communal mincha? Hulechem Aponim, or the showbreads. Shows and Mechol Shabbos on every week, Erev Shabbos. Vein Korv L'gav Mizbeach, they're not brought on the Mizbeach. Elokula Necha L'Kohanim, they're all eaten by the Kohanim, Kamoshi Spar, as will be explained. So we have three communal minchas. That's the minchas ha'omer that is brought on the Mizbeach that allows us to now eat chadosh, the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, okay, that are eaten, they're not brought on the Mizbeach, and the lechem aponim that's also not brought on the Mizbeach. All right, now we're going to move on to the next nine private minochos. Halacha Dalet is going to deal with the four obligatory minochos, and then moving from there, it'll move on to the five voluntary minochos, which comprise the nine individual minochos. Now, v'teisha minchas hayochid, there are nine individual minochos, v'chulan kreviv mizbeach, they're all brought to the mizbeach, which means they have to be brought, there has to be a hagosha. They're brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and some or all of it must be burnt on the Mizbeach as well. Ve'elohein, and these are the nine of them that require this. Number one, a minchas chote, a mincha of a poor person. Now, what do we mean by that? V'hi a mincha of a sinner. V'hi a mincha shemakriv ha'ani. This is the mincha that an ani brings. Keshe yischayev chatas. When he's chayev a certain type of chatas, not everyone. That's the korban ola v'yored. Certain sins where it goes according to the sliding scale. If you're wealthy, it should be bull. If less wealthy, or animals, less wealthy birds. Very poor, you bring the meal offering. If he doesn't have enough money for that. So that is the minchas chote, the korban ola v'yored. So that's number one. And that's obligatory. Next, two. Minchas soita, the sota mincha, that's an individual obligatory. V'hi minchas aknos, it's called the mincha of jealousy. Shivar nispar shu ma'aseh, that we've already discussed those halachas in the hilchas of sota. Next obligatory individual one. V'hamincha shemakriv kol kohen tchila. This is a mincha that every kohen brings once in his life. K'shikana savoda, when he now enters as an inaugurated to the service in the Beis Hamikdash, shemakriv esobiyoda, he brings it himself. V'inikras, and it's called the minchas chinuch, the mincha of inauguration. Very interesting, where there's a sefer called the minchas chinuch.
What's that on?
Very classic law. Commentary on the Sefer Chinuch.
Yeah.
So that's teaching, isn't it?
Well, no, and well, really inauguration. That's what Chinuch really doesn't
mean. But it's
nothing
to do with the Kohen flower
Chinuch, the true definition of Chinuch is not teaching, because you have the word Chanukah Samizbech, which is not the teaching of the Mizbech. Yeah. It's the inauguration. It's doing something first time. Chinuch, education, starts with the first time. And you want to, you know, get things rolling, as it were.
Yeah.
But really, it's education is not a proper word. Okay, so that is number three. And the fourth of the obligatory individual korbanos, Hamincha Shemakriv Kohen Gadol B'chol Yom, the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, via Nikras Chavitin. This is called the Chavitin Mincha, literally the fried mincha. We have a nice picture, although we're going to learn these all in detail. This is a picture of the Minchas Chavitim. This is where it is. The dough is mixed with oil. It is boiled with water, baked in an oven, and fried on a machvas pan into matzahs. Do all those procedures over there. So it's mixed with oil. It's boiled with water, baked in the oven, and fried on a machvas pan. And that's your final. So
how did it taste?
I'm just giving you brief. We're not going into details. They'll all be details.
How was it?
Just
that
give.
One is all burnt on the altar.
No.
No, that's the
chavit. This is how it is made. I'm sorry. Minchas chavitin. Okay. All right. Now. We're not going into the details. I just gave it to you to explain what it looks like. You say, what is it? This is what it is. This is what it looks like. This is a minchas chavitin. Okay. All right. So that's chavitim. Now we move to the next five are the voluntary ones. Okay. The next one is called the minchas hasoles. It's a regular raw mincha. It's just the flour. V'ba b'neder v'nedava. It's brought if a person wants to give a gift and doesn't have the money to give a real big korban. So he just gives a gift straight off. Flour. He wants to give the flour. He brings the flour. There's the oil, the frankincense, whatever. He gives it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's number five. Number six is the Minchas HaMachavas. It's the Mincha of the Machavas. Vehi Bo B'Neder Leva. And that is a full-fledged Mincha that comes with a voluntary vow that you make. And the picture of the Minchas Machavas is as such. This is the Minchas Machavas. It's baked in an oven on a pan called a Machavas. That's a Machavas. The Mincha lies on an elevated part of the pan. So
show the whole thing at the bottom.
The oil
see,
dries
it's a lumpy.
Off.
See, there it is. That's the board that is baked
over there.
On.
The fire burns the remaining oil, causing the Mincha to bake into brittle matzahs. That's a Minchas Machavas.
Wow.
Okay? And that comes B'neder Nadova. Number seven is the Minchas Hamarcheshes, the deep-fried Mincha. The Hebo B'neder Nadova also comes with a Neder Nadova. And that's this picture over here. If I could just turn the page. Where instead of up, it's down. Where there's an
indent.
You pour it in. So it's baked in an oven on a pan called a Machavas. The Mincha lies in a lowered part of the pan. All right, so that's and that's also called the Marcheshes, same thing, Machavas,
Marcheshes.
No, here's the, one second, no, it was the Marcheshes, that's right, I've jumped the line. It's the Marcheshes,
exactly.
So call it deep fried, whatever you want to call it, it's the Marcheshes. V'hi b'avaner d'er, and finally, and then number eight, Minchas Mafet Tanur, when it's baked in an oven, that's a regular baked in the oven, nothing fancy about it. Just on a regular pan, and it's baked in the oven. No pictures necessary. V'hibah b'neder d'evra. Let's just do one more. And then the Minchas Rekikin. The Minchas Rekikin is where it's put on, but you put oil over the top. Mm. After Mincha was baked, it was placed in a kli shoreis and smeared with oil. That's the Rekikin. All right? V'hibah b'neder d'evra. And that's also brought b'neder d'evra. So really, there's a lot of them. Are all Beneder and Dava. These last five are all Neders and Dava, ranging from the raw flour to four different types of way of either frying or baking or whatever these objects. And that's how you come up to 12 Mincha offerings.
Wasn't there something that the Kohen Gadol does on day one? So we said he could do theoretically three things on the same day.
Yeah, but that's his inauguration, right?
His inauguration and then his daily offering.
Did it say that?
He does it the one timer. Remember, it's one time.
No, but in this list, I didn't know if it's.
Well, some of them are nesachim, also not necessarily the korban itself.
But there's two for sure. The one he does every day.
I know there's one that he could do three.
There's a neset that goes with the korban ola.
His first day as a kohen.
He could do three.
And first day, yeah.
Yeah, because what was the third one? Was
the daily. Mincha?
Yeah, the daily that comes with the half. You share it in the morning.
Because those are Nesachim. He's not going to go over Nesachim already. We already learned Nesachim. So we're doing now, besides the Nesachim, you got these that are individual on their own. Okay, halacha hey. Now we're getting into more rules over here. Kol ha-menachas ha-krevis gav-izmech, all the menachas that are brought, almost all, that are brought in the izmech, ein kolachas mehem Chusa me isaron. None of them have less than a isaron of flour, which is, we said, a tenth of an epha, which we said is 43 and one-fifth eggs. Nothing is less than an isaron.
Wow.
And umiyuta, if for any reason you've gone less than that isaron, either in its measurement, or let's say someone had to have two esronim, and he had a little less than that, Ma'akev is kula, erects the whole thing. If you're less than the Sarn, you are out of the game. Now, v'chamesh menachas habas v'nener nedavah, those last five that we said are menachas that come with through a vow, yesol l'histate v'lindor mehen koma shiirtza, he can give as much as he wants, but they must be in units of an isaron. In other words, you can't give an isaron and a half. In other words, you want to give one isaron, two isarons,
three,
but whatever. Afilu elef isaron, even 1,000 isaronos.
That's a lot of flowers.
But if you give 999.5 isarons, out. It's got to be with the isaron measurement. That's the five voluntary ones. And everything really is nothing else than isaron. Avo minchas haomer, but the barley offering, uminchas chote, and the sinner offering for the ola viore, the fluctuating one, uminchas kena'os, and the jealousy mincha, uminchas chinuch vechavitim, those other two menachas, kolachas mehem, is exactly isar nachod, on the dot, lo pochos, v'lo yoser, not more, not less, those have to be exact. So it really comes out, everything is either exactly an isarin, or a multiple of isarin. That's what it is. All right, next. Vav, kol ha-menachas ha-krevis l'gavi mizbech, all these menachas that are brought to the mizbech, not everyone's brought to the mizbech, but whatever one that is brought to the mizbech, well, there'll be two exceptions to that rule as well. Tunas ha-gosha, they must be brought close, b'maraf, to the western side of the mizbech, precisely, keneged chuda shel keren dromis ravis, to the point of the southwestern corner. Okay, all menachos that are brought to the mizbech, except for two, ve'ena tunu nos tunu, they don't need to be waved, chutz, except for two that do have to be waved, the mincha sota, the sota offering from the woman, ve'omer atenufa, and the barley offering on the second day of Pesach, sheshneim tunus tenufa v'hagosha, they have to be waved and brought. Those are the ones that get waved. We're not, remember, we're not talking about the flower offering. There are nesachim.
No,
because
no.
Some of them get waived as well. No, we're talking about just the regular mincha offering. All right, now, what about oil and frankincense? So now we know we've got flour that's either exactly nisarin or a multiple of a nisarin. What about the flour and frankincense? Zion. Kol ha-menachas ha-krevis l'gabi ha-mizbech tu'uno shem levona. All the menachos that are brought on top of the Mizbech require, if they're brought on top of the Mizbech, requires oil and frankincense. Now, how much is that? A ratio of log shemen l'chol isaron. One log of shemen, which is how much? Four revis, so about 16 ounces of
16
oil.
16 to
17
ounces.
L'chol isaron for every isaron that you have, and you keep that ratio. If you brought 1,000 isronim, you'd bring 1,000 log of shemen. That's the ratio. And the kometz levona l'chol mincha. And you also have to have a kometz of levona of frankincense for each mincha. And that's not to a ratio. So it matter how big you're making it, it's one kometz of levona. Bein shahaisa isaron achad, doesn't matter if it's one isaron, bein shahaisa shishim isronim, whether it's 60 isronim, okay, and you're bringing 60 isronim and 60 log of oil, but for the frankincense, it doesn't matter, you bring one kometz for all that. Okay, she'ein mevim, and why do you pick 60? She'ein mevim v'kliyechad yosar shishim isronim. The most you could put in any ministering vessel 60. Was 60 isronos. Now remember, that's approximately 125 pounds of flour. Well, approximately.
So what's one isaron? How much is it? 43?
It's the shear of challah.
Which is 4.5 pounds?
Cups. It depends. It could be 2.5 to 4. It depends.
So we'll say 3 pounds.
I'm saying, let's say 3 pounds, okay? So 180 pounds, that's the big, because I don't think you could carry much more than that. It'd be a pretty strong coin to carry that. Okay, so that's that. Promotion is better to explain. Except, again, there's always the exception. Chutz v'minchas kena'os, the mincha of the jealousy for the sota, u'minchas chote, and the fluctuating one. Shinemar, what does it say about that? Lo yasim ala shemen, they do not get oil. Velo yiten ala levon, does not get frankincense. Okay, so even though it's not supposed to get it, what if you did bring those two menachos with oil and frankincense? Not good. So if Nosan, let's say these two particular karbanos, the minchas chote and the minchas kenos, that are not supposed to have it, and this now becomes mitzvah 13 and 14 in the Rambam that says you're not allowed to do this, vehi kriv, and you brought it to the mizbeach and burnt that kmitza. You had a kmitza that you bring, but you're not supposed to have oil and frankincense in it, but you did it and you burnt it. Very important. Loika ala shemivasol, you've transgressed one law of bringing oil with this mincha, and a second lash, valavona bifnatzma, and for frankincense. Because they're two separate mitzvahs, you could technically get lashed one just by putting oil with one, and not frankincense, or frankincense one, not oil, or both. Okay? That's if you mamish put them together. But what if you come close, but not exactly?
No,
what if with that, you do have oil and a frankincense, but you nosan kli, you put it all in the utensil, sheyesh bo shem levona, that has the oil or the frankincense, I'll go back on top of the flour. You didn't put it on the flour. You put it on a utensil on the flour. Eino over. You have not transgressed that lav because you didn't actually put it on top of the flour. Velo pasul, you have not rendered the korban pasul. So that's the difference over there. And one other point the Rambam mentions. So we've mentioned everything gets oil. We said two don't get oil, but there's one that gets extra oil. Minchas chinuch v'chavitim. Those two menachas of the introduction one and the chavitin one, the fried one, mosif l'cholachas on shemen, you give it more oil, even though we just said it shouldn't be more to the measurements.
One to one, one log,
right? Still in all, they're going to get more, kemoshi is bar, as will be explained coming up in the 13th chapter. Okay, now let's go on to the komates now. Halacha tes. Kol ha-menachas ha-krevos. We'll do one more. Good place to stop after, well, we'll see. Kol ha-menachas ha-krevos l'gavi mizbeach. All menachas that are brought onto the mizbeach, which again is excluding the two breads on Shavuos and the lechem upon him that are not brought to the mizbeach.
Right.
Well, there are nikmatzos. You take a komates off of them, a three-fingered fistful. Umakter hakomates kul al gabi mizbeach, and the entire komates is burned on the mizbeach. The hashar, what happens to the rest of those menachas? Nechal kohanim. It's eaten by kohanim, except, remember we said the one exception? Chutz mi minchas zichrei kuna. If a kohen himself brings any of these minchas, the Torah specifically says, she'eina nikmetzas, we don't take a komates off. The whole thing gets burnt. Xeris hakosov. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'chol minchas koin, etc., etc., gets totally burnt. Halomarata. So we learn. Sheminchas chinuch. Let's say, for example, the koin who's bringing his first korban,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
V'chavitin, or v'koin shehevi minchas chote, o minchas nedava. Kula nisrofas agabi mizbech ve'ein nikmatzos. No komates is given for them. That's if it's a regular Kohen. Next, tomorrow, for those that will be here, we will, no, but it goes into the next one too. It's connected to the next one, so I don't want to do it. We're just perfect. We've gone halfway through, and we're going to do the next half tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, live and in person over here.
Is there another